Hey guys, welcome to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's Jasmine.
And it's your girl Shante.
And welcome back.
I'm so excited, you guys. It's week two. Here we go.
Welcome to the best episode yet.
You think so? I think it's going to be like episode 10. We're going to have an anniversary.
Already?
Because we're going to have that shit down. I feel it. Episode 10. This one's going to be a good one, though.
I do want to disclose that I'm getting over a cold, so my voice doesn't usually sound as sexy as it does right now.
It is honestly flu season, so I feel like it's understandable right now.
Literally everyone's going through it.
Everybody is getting the crud, and I'm like, keep it away from me.
Yeah, it started with me last week. I just started off with like a cough, and then all of a sudden my voice was like gone.
No, ma'am.
And it's slowly been coming back this week. And yeah, I don't have any other symptoms, nothing.
No. The ones that just hit you like a door, wake up and you're like, when did this happen?
But speaking of our week, what'd you do last week? How was your week?
Last week, ooh.
Let's talk about it, actually.
Last week was an amazing week in Shante's life. A girl finished up in grad school.
She has a master's degree.
A master in marketing.
Go Tay. Go Tay.
Give me my cake.
Go Tay. This girl's been like, for the past like 2 years, taking like 2-3 online classes, busting her ass.
The shit was so stressful, you guys. Honestly, there were so many times halfway through I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm going to take a little break, hiatus, come back to this. But
I think you worked so hard was because you were trying to get done with it so fast.
Yeah, like I was like, I don't want to be doing this for too long. I don't want to have to come back to this in like 5 years. I want to bang, bang, bang the drum, get this shit done. Because I just kept thinking about that. I was like, I just want to go do other things with my life now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I quit now and then go do all those things, I'm still going to have to come back to that at some point. Or it was just a waste of time. And I refuse. So either way, your girl got a master's and I am out here living my best life playing The Sims 4 day in and day out.
Living your best life.
As one does once they finish their master's. But no, I'm really, really looking forward to the next year because like now it's open. Like I got invited to Europe next year already. Aww. And I'm like,
you don't have to worry about class.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like a whole week and I
who's
got that saved.
Who's saying that?
Ariana. They're going for a week. Bitch. They're going to Europe. Yeah.
I need friends up. Like, hey, friends out there. If you're booking any trips to Europe, let me know. All expense paid.
Girl, like, I'm really trying to go.
Let's see. How is my week?
Yeah. What's going on with you?
We went to a holiday party.
Oh, shitski.
We went to two holiday parties.
How was your holiday party? Tell me about this.
Low-key, it was wack. Dang. For those of you who I know who are listening to this, I'm sorry. But, like, you weren't there, and Sonora wasn't there. And, like, you are, too, some of the most fun people to, like, party with. So, it was just low-key. Like, nobody wanted to dance.
Aww.
I had this low-cut dress on, and low-key, I was worried about my nipples popping out all night. So I wasn't
have a wardrobe malfunction at work.
I wasn't trying to be out there saying hi to everybody, and Jasmine flashed her nipples to all of work at the holiday party. And I work in HR, by the way. Like,
oh yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, so I didn't win anything. Couldn't dance. My party people weren't there, and I didn't win shit.
You told me about that, and honestly, that sounds like it was rigged.
I won a fucking Fitbit Flex 2 last year. I was hype. This year, I was like, what is it going to be? It's going to be an iPad, a GoPro, like a TV. What could it be? Nothing. I didn't get shit.
She is genuinely disappointed.
So, anyways, my week was fun, holiday party.
Yeah.
Shante's was fun, super fun, vintage, theme, it everything. It was, like,
old Hollywood theme. And everybody did a really great job. Really like, great kudos job. To them.
Yeah.
Honestly, they put on a... It was a very cute and classy little event.
I definitely feel like I walked into a whole
And I really... Era. Yeah, I appreciate everybody for coming and being festive. Like, they really were like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right.
Let's get it.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't half-ass anything. You feel me? So let's just, you know, like, start it off. I mean, I feel like we could have prepped you guys, but let's just stop with all the nonsense and get right into it. It's album of the week or song of the week. And I'm letting Jasmine go first because, honestly, I'm sitting here right now and I still don't have one.
I was so prepared.
But I'm looking at what Jasmine has and we could talk. So let's do it.
Because I have, like, I want to start off by, let's touch on why I chose the song of the week. What sparked the conversation that had me getting into it?
Let's go.
Jacquees.
You.
Is that even his name?
It's Jacquees.
Literally nobody knows. Because he was talked about on, like, all kinds of different social media shit. No. Excuse me. Nobody knows how to say your name. How are you going to make a claim that you are the king of R&B and nobody knows who you are? Jacquees.
Okay, here's what's funny about that to me. I completely agree. He is not the king of R&B. I agree with some statements that I've heard that nobody's making R&B right now. But
I disagree highly, but go ahead.
But here's the thing. Jacquees says some wild ass shit. Now everybody's trying to figure out who the fuck this Jacquees is that thinks he's the king of R&B, and now he's everyone, every motherfucking magazine about to drop a fucking album in like
he knew what he a was doing. You guys, he knew what he was doing.
The publicity stunt that was pulled on this shit, and we were feeding into it.
Well, and to be quite fair, if you listen to the entire statement, he said the king of R&B of his generation,
like 18 to 25, 16 to 25.
And I'm 25, nigga, bye. I mean, I still don't know who you are.
I love his music, but like I would never say he's the king of R&B. Right. I think he's popular right now.
Yeah.
Popular is what you are, but like don't you ever.
I'm saying.
And then he tried to disrespect the fuck out of Keith Sweat,
which you don't do.
If I were Keith Sweat in that moment, he would have got backed hand. TMZ, catch this. Like so,
that led to everyone giving us their list. You know, who's their top five R&B, whatever, blah blah blah. I threw some names out there. For me personally, I love Neo. Mm. I love Miguel.
Mm.
Usher. Yeah. Chris Brown. Trey Songz, and the person who I'm gonna go on about is The Dream.
Oh, The Dream.
Tarius Nash.
Like,
I love him. Literally, I know every time
he's always in the background, but like, can he put out another album really quick?
He put one out this year, actually. It was a 7-track album called Royalty.
Okay, can we get another? 7 like, tracks? You know, that's an EP.
See, but it was... So he put out 2 free albums. This is one of the free albums. The first one was Tarius Nash, and this was Royalty.
Okay.
And I was reading up on it, and they said that, like, this is in honor of, like, his 3rd marriage or something. Like, he's entered... I don't know. The Dream is out here. He's out here.
He's wiping folks up. Marriage, huh?
Yeah. So, let me see. The Dream. The first album that made me fall in love with him was Love Hate. Everyone knows that because it has Shawty is the Shit on it. I Love You Girl. That's kind of what blew him up and like brought him to stardom. But
mm-hmm.
I love it for a different reason. It's an album that you can fuck to. Like, it really is. There's Purple Kisses, like, playing in her hair. Just, it's a good-ass album. And my favorite 2 songs are Nicki into She Needs My Love. If you listen to this album in order, Nicki plays, and it transitions into She Needs My Love.
Mm.
And it's just so smooth, because, like, you don't even, like... the end of Nikki literally just already starts to bring She Needs My Love in. And you don't even, and you're already in the next song and you don't even know it. When did Nikki end and when did She Needs My Love start?
I am dead.
You just don't know. Before I finish, like, so he has many great albums. I just, for time's sake, chose to focus on Love Hate because we can talk about Love Versus Money. Oops. I'm like, I'm playing the guitar over here. We can talk about Love Versus Money. We can talk about Foreplay. Like, I just, let's all just calm down.
I'm weak.
But let's talk about who it was written for.
But just one second. Bad.
Go ahead.
Last week, if you were listening, we played a game called Fuck, Marry, Kill. Mm. I was going to make one of her Fuck, Marry, Kills the dream.
Oh, he'd probably get killed.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I wasn't going to pick him because I know she's probably not attracted to him in that way. No. But she wouldn't kill him because she loves his music. But she just...
Well, to be fair, I didn't hear the other two.
It would have still been like Chris Brown, The Dream,
okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Who are you
Michael
killing?
B. Jordan.
I want to hear her say she's going to kill Chris Brown or The Dream.
You're gonna find like the trifecta for me one day. It's gonna be real hard.
Michael B. Jordan is just always good.
So back to The Dream real quick and album of the week for me. Do you know some of the songs and artists that he's written for before I start going off here?
Just go off, girl.
Sierra.
Okay, right.
Do you know what song?
No, but he tried to come for her.
He loved the way I ride it.
Okay.
Right? Rihanna, duh. Umbrella. Everybody knows Umbrella. Hard.
Umbrella.
Our favorite, Beyonce.
Yes, I kind of...
Literally, though, like, what songs of Beyonce would you think?
I don't know. Dance for You?
Single Ladies. Partition. Run the World.
Okay, I can see him partition. Doing Partition.
I can see Partition.
Okay, Partition.
But, like, these are all, like, partition. Number one songs. Like, everybody knows these songs. Like, EXO, Flawless. Flawless. Everybody fucking knows Flawless.
Really?
I woke up like this.
He really wrote Flawless?
Right? Blown. Mind blown. This is your... Dream is literally your favorite's fave. Like, if you listen to Dream's music... How often Jay-Z and Beyonce are featured on his shit? Like, that's how you know. Like, who does Beyonce feature for? Nobody.
That man's getting paid.
Yeah. Jay Holiday, Bed, Suffocate. Yeah. Everybody knew that. Fun fact, he wrote Bed for Chris Brown.
Really?
He did. Imagine Chris Brown singing Bed.
I don't know. I probably would have liked it in my 16 adolescence, though. You know, like, because Chris Brown was that man. But, like, I feel like Bed, to me, is Jay Holiday's song. Like, he did his thing on that shit.
Bed is one of my favorite R&B songs to this day.
Yes.
If you're right.
And Suffocate. So it's just, like, I don't know. Like, Chris Brown could probably do it, but, like, I really like Jay Holiday on it.
And this last one here, Obsessed. Mariah Carey.
Oh my god.
We were literally this past weekend jamming to this song.
This is one of my
favorite. Why are you so with me?
Boy, I wanna know. That is my song.
You're sexing me.
When everybody knows.
It's clear that you're upset with me. Ooh. I found a girl that she couldn't impress
I'm Gucci Mane. That's my favorite fucking song. Like,
so anyways.
And is that song really about Eminem?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You got some tea that I don't know about?
Oh,
the
no.
face that she's making right now.
I just think that's wild.
I never, ever knew about any type of thing between Eminem and Mariah Carey until that song came out.
Exactly.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Eminem's been running his mouth about Mariah where?
How did they even get in the same sphere? Like,
what
I don't
do
even
mean?
See
they've been around, they've been relevant for, like, the same amount of time.
No. I don't see them hanging out with each other. Like, I feel like Mariah Carey would be like, she'd be acting like...
Okay, but Nick Cannon.
I also didn't understand.
I was
no lie.
I know. I definitely feel like she dated down.
And not even that, but like, yeah, like, they have two beautiful kids and whatever.
They are beautiful.
And it was great while it was great, but like, I really, you just know those people, you're like, I don't even know where I would have met them. Mm. Where would she have met Eminem and
Mariah? I mean, like, they're celebrities, see? Musicians. Yeah. He's fucks with Dr. Dre. Like, I mean, I don't know, girl.
I don't know who their friends are, but they would have been friends.
I just feel like it's a lot easier for Eminem and Mariah Carey to cross paths than like
me and Eminem.
Like,
hey, never stop believing.
That's true.
Anything is possible.
Speak it into existence.
I heard it from Kim Kardashian just the other day, and I don't even like her. She said, guys, dreams do come true. Okay?
You know what? Let me become a fucking celebrity off of a sex tape and talk about dreams come true, bitch.
She said dreams really do come true.
I love her.
Anyways, yeah. We have gone off course.
Right.
And we're going to reel it in and bring it back.
Reel it in, bring it back. Album of the week, artist of the week is going to be The Dream, Love, Hate, and... Again, like I said, it doesn't have to stop at Love Hate. Please listen to all of his shit. And actually, while we're on it, The Dream is coming to Seattle.
Ooh.
February 10th. Tickets are on sale. They're like $30, and it's at Numo's. I will be there.
Shit, man.
Like, I will be there. Literally, I've never missed a Dream concert since he's been in Seattle. Like, I'm going to be there. So check it out if you want to see me and if you want to listen to some good music.
Look. Invite, open invites, you guys. What's the link to go get the ticket?
Something, numos.com.
I'm dead.
/the dream.
Google it. You can find it. Get your tickets by a certain time, though. You think they'll sell out?
And again, like, no. And again, like I said, this is in Seattle only. So if you're not local, I apologize. Or actually make the trip.
Yeah, hop on a quick flight. However far away you are, you know, meet up. You have a place to stay, you know?
Ooh, hit us up. Where will they have a place to stay?
They're going
to
come stay with us.
Who?
Our friends. Breezy.
Oh, like, okay. Friends, yes.
Who's halfway on a flight?
Strangers, no.
Hop on a flight. But I just think it's funny. It's like, invitation, just hop on a flight over like to Seattle.
That, like it's that easy.
We're just for hopping the dream. On flights. But hey, no, for real, I might need to go see that.
No, really. It's good. He puts on a good show. He sounds really good live. I'm over here standing for him hard. Okay. I love The Dream.
Stand then.
Alrighty. So what's going to be our next hot topic for the week?
So I want to do a continuation of the holidays. You know, holidays part two. What's coming right after Christmas, but New Year's Eve.
Woo!
And I'm actually really excited for this New Year's Eve. I am.
I'm not.
I'm headed out to Vegas. Tell us how you really feel. I'm headed out to Vegas with some friends, and like, it was a little impromptu vacation, but I definitely need it, and I'm so excited. But in all of this, I don't know, flurry of planning for New Year's, I just wanted to ask, like, I just want to bring it up, like, does anybody else feel like New Year's Eve is a bit of a scam? I feel completely lied, bamboozled by New Year's Eve.
Because, like, I remember being a kid and coming up, like, it was cool to, like, especially if it was on, like, a weekday, you know?
Right.
We're staying up all night doing anything that right. we can just to be up and have fun. And I remember my neighborhood kids would run through the neighborhood at, like, 10 or something, banging on pots and pans. Not 10. 12, obviously. Banging on pots and pans, talking about Happy New Year. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like as a kid, we used to just like get together, have parties, and have like a really good time. And I was like, man, I can't wait to be an adult for New Year's Eve. I'm going to be going places. Yeah. It was like one New Year's Eve. And then I was like, I'll probably just be at home, honestly. Right. Like, I'm not watching no countdowns, really. I don't even.
We're too broke.
I mean, I was in Portland last New Year's Eve.
I'm dead. You're talking about how
and it wasn't terrible, but like it wasn't awesome. I don't know. Like, I feel like in the thousands, they made New Year's Eve look like the shit.
Yeah,
like everybody's dressed, everybody's in the club. It's popping bottles lit. Everybody's just having a good time.
Everybody. And
it's not like it's not like I'm not having a good time, but like it's not as cool as they made it seem.
You just. it's all, it's like, it's because you have to have money to be able to do the kind of stuff that they would advertise.
You're so true.
For New Year's.
But like, not even that, because like the stuff that they do in the clubs here, like Stadium or the masquerade balls that they do at Aston Manor.
Yeah, but that's all.
Those are great.
Yeah.
But like, I've done it and I'm like.
And it's usually always the same people.
Ugh.
It's Seattle. It's always the same people.
Yeah. The same people you saw last weekend in 2018 right. are now also ringing in the new year with you in 2019.
Right. Especially because they frequent the same areas. Like, Seattle's only so big.
It's so true. I think maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah. For travel. Me, like, for me, my New Year's last year was pretty cool. Vince and I should probably call him something different if we're talking about him on the podcast. This dude that I used to share my life with invited me to this delicious, like, 4-course meal at this delicious restaurant, June Baby. Again, I'm going to plug this shit for all you Seattle people. Check it out. Even if you're not, like, if you're visiting, June Baby. It's, like, the most gourmet, like, high-class soul food you're ever going to get. It's so good. We did that for New Year's, and that was it, though. Like, we didn't, like, go out and, like, we didn't party or anything. We had a nice dinner. It ended at, like, 11:30. We were near Gasworks Park. Which is a park around here that they do a big, like, fireworks show on, like, Lake Union.
Facts.
Excuse me. And we were able to, like, drive over there real quick and, like, see the fireworks. So it was cute. It was beautiful, you know. But, like, again, that was it. Like, we went home afterwards. You know, it was, like, 12:30 by the time we were back at home, just, like, chilling. Like, ready to turn in for the night.
What kind of food did they have? Look, I'm, like, describe every course.
I'm trying to remember. They have this, like, homemade pimento cheese and, like, crackers. They had this soup, or, like, I think you had an option for, like, this soup or, like, a gumbo type of thing. Girl, I don't know. It was almost a year ago. But I do remember the main course was fried chicken and waffles, bitch.
Was the chicken succulent as fuck?
So good. It was crispy. You bit into it. It was juicy. Mm. And for dessert, they brought you this, like, dessert wine. You know, that really sweet stuff.
Oh, yes.
And, like, this rich chocolate cake. I'm talking, like, it was so moist that, oh, it was just hard. Oh, God, I don't know how to explain it. Eating it was like chewing on some, like, potato, like peanut butter.
Oh,
you know, like,
that shit's hella rich.
Thick consistency. I felt like a dog trying to lick out some peanut butter.
You can barely even chew it.
Yeah, it was good. We couldn't even finish it. We were so full at that point.
Dang. That sounds amazing. I feel like I've been craving chocolate a lot lately.
I know.
It does not help that it's the holidays, because I'm just like, no self-control whatsoever.
But yeah, New Year's, I agree. Like, you know what the other thing is too with New Year's is that you always gotta find, like, a fresh fit to wear. It's gotta be something extravagant. Everyone always, you know, if it's not sparkling or glitter, like, you're not wearing it. But at the same time, it's January.
It is so cold outside.
It's so fucking cold. And it's really hard to dress cute in the cold. Like
I do not want to leave my house.
Yeah,
it is, like, so cold outside.
So you're spending money on an outfit that you're probably not going to wear. Like, it's really hard to recycle a New Year's outfit.
These are facts. Like, you really do the most for something that you're going to wear once.
Yeah. And, like, as far as Seattle goes for New Year's, the biggest thing that people do is watch the fireworks show from a Space Needle.
Boom. Right. I feel like I've done that before as a kid. See?
As a child,
I just need to go,
right?
I need to just go do that. Yeah. Maybe I'll be...
You just gotta find friends who have, like my friend Chelsea. She lives in Queen Anne.
Ooh,
they can see the Space Needle from
right there.
Yeah.
I could probably see them this year.
Girl.
I'm not gonna be here.
You're gonna be in Vegas.
But... Yeah, I just think that it's a little bit of a scam, and I feel lied to. But I think also maybe that's a part of, like, growing up.
That's
I need
true.
To find something else that would appeal to me.
Yeah.
There was something in, like, the movie How to Be Single where people hike the Grand Canyon or something. They, like, do this, like, trek over there, like, Vegas, Nevada area. Where is that?
The Grand Canyon's in Arizona.
It's like right next to Vegas too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a couple hour drive.
Where's the Grand Canyon? Let's find out via Google.
I definitely thought about doing this because I'm going to be over there. And I was like, I wonder if my friends would be into that shit.
It's in Arizona.
But it's like right there, no?
Let me look at a map. Okay, Grand Canyon National Park. I clearly should not have passed
geography.
Oh, I mean,
it's like right there.
Look, there's Vegas and then Grand Canyon. That's easily.
It's like right there. It's a couple of, I don't know if it's a couple hours or like an hour. I think
it's a little bit longer than like a couple hours. It looks
like 3 hours.
Look at it on like.
I think it's 3 hours. I feel like I looked this up.
Okay.
I was doing my research, y'all.
Las Vegas to Grand Canyon.
And the survey says
4 hours and 14 minutes.
I was not far.
You said an hour.
I said 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what are you talking about? I said 3 hours. That's 4 times
longer.
3 hours.
There we go. That's not bad. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do it.
That's like a whole day, though, because that's 4 days there. Right. And you got to spend some time there. You got to be willing to drive back in the dark.
Yeah. No, I don't know about it. I wouldn't want to leave really early.
Yeah. Leave at like 6 a.m.
It's not something I'm going to do this Vegas trip, but on like one of the next ones, yeah, it's happening. But anyways, yeah, I want to do stuff like that. Like just go somewhere else, do something different. It doesn't need to be a party anymore for me. And maybe just create my own New Year's Eve, my own excitement.
Yeah, you could do that. Start your own traditions.
Heck yes.
Like our family for Christmas, we watch The Wiz every year.
Oh my gosh.
And like The Wiz is not a Christmas movie.
It's not.
It's not a holiday movie.
We watch it at Christmas too.
But it's just a tradition.
It's a really good movie.
You got Michael Jackson, you got Diana Ross, you got singing, dancing. There's other people in there who other people know that my parents and my family are going to be ashamed that I can't think of their names right now. But and all the important black people from like the 70s and 80s are in it. Lena Horne.
I literally just said this today at work to somebody. We were talking about
The Wiz?
Actually, I think this girl knew what I was talking about. But she was like, oh yeah, if a tornado comes, we'll like end up in Oz. And I was like, actually, but if I land in Oz, I'm landing in The Wiz version. Because if I get there, Michael Jackson's there.
I'm done.
And she just was dying.
He's
but I'm
on
like,
down, he's on down,
that's
bro.
My version I'm watching every time.
Yeah.
We watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Same. And then a Christmas Carol. Because they always have a Christmas Carol marathon all day.
Yes. All a Christmas day. Story. You shoot your
I think
eye
that's
out.
What I meant. That's what I meant.
Is it a Christmas Story or a Christmas Carol?
No, it is a Christmas Story. A Christmas Carol is the one with like Scrooge, I think.
I love those stories.
I don't know.
Every rendition of that they've done, I love.
A Christmas Carol. I swear, I don't think I'm hip to Christmas anymore.
She is, y'all. Y'all should hear her and her music.
Oh, music is different, though. I fucking love Christmas music. I started listening to Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving. Facts.
And that's okay.
No shame.
I will co-sign that. So now that we've talked a little bit about how, you know, we think that New Year's Eve is a bit of a lie, but we're going to try better to make our own thing and make that pop in. We're going to talk about the happenings in and around Seattle. There's quite a bit going on right now. I feel like going on right now and like going into the new year, because there are a couple of concerts to look out for. But right now, it is an Instagrammer's dream in Safeco Field.
It is. Everybody's been fucking there and posting. We get it, okay? Y'all have been to Enchant.
I am really, really, really upset I haven't made it there.
Same, low-key, because I fucking love Christmas lights.
And it is, they have, like, an ice skating ring in there. And, like, a woman doing, she's ice skating.
Oh, they have, like, a figure skater in there?
Yes. When they did it on the news, there was a woman in there skating. Like,
oh, okay,
performing
wait.
For them. And pause. I was like,
let's back up real quick. What is this called and where is it at?
Enchant. At Safeco Field. You said Enchant already.
I know, my bad. That's what made me think about it. Like, we definitely gotta get our shit together.
But anyways, yes, it's Enchant at Safeco Field. It's really accessible. It's in the middle of the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I drove past it the other day and I was like trying to look over to see if I could see the lights or anything.
It threw us off because that's right. So we were at the football game the other Monday and we were walking by and we were like, why is Safeco busy? We were like, baseball season's been gone. It's been over. Like, where are all these people? And like, it looks like it's lit in there. And I was like, oh, that's right. This is going on. But it's fun for all ages. There's like a maze in there. Food, of course. There's like a night market. And it's only going on until December 30th. So get in there before days. It's gone. Yeah, get in there before it's gone.
That makes me so sad. I'm probably not going to make it. Oh, actually, I could make it.
Plotting.
Anything is possible if you dream hard enough.
Leavenworth, Washington. It's not really near Seattle, but they have a huge Christmas festival and lights and everything. And
Leavenworth at Christmas time is so cool.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. Leavenworth during the year is already pretty cool because the whole town is like, what theme? What's that theme? Like a whole, it's like a German Dutch town or something. I don't know. Look it up. It's a very popular place to travel to and do anything at in Washington. But that's another place that I recommend checking out.
Yeah. We used to do that back in high school. My parents would take us and they went, it's Bavarian styled village.
Oh, Bavarian style village. I was wrong. I apologize.
Whatever that means.
So year round, it's Bavarian style. And around Christmas time, it's like Christmas Bavarian style.
But yeah, they used to take us and they actually went back this year. And they got a house.
Oh my God, I saw that. They've been posting all over Facebook.
I was invited. I just didn't go because I would have had to ask off work and that's just not a thing.
I thought they went without you. Like, my
No.
Oh yeah, because Anthony was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a whole family thing. But Leavenworth is hella cool and I really want to go back out there. Not even for Christmas, but
in general.
It's just like a really cute little wintery place to go. Yeah. And I really want to get a cabin out there with a hot tub. That's a must. Mm-hmm. And just have like a chill night out there. I think that would be so much fun. So stay tuned for those plans because that could happen. Because like I said earlier, anything is possible if you try hard enough. And now that we told you guys a little bit of the happenings in and around Seattle, did we want to touch on anything else?
Upcoming concert, YG.
400.
YG 400.
He's coming here January 18th, everyone. That's so, 2 days after my birthday.
It's
so
about
that
a month
is
away.
Close enough to be a birthday present. So.
And they're cute.
And it's at the WAMU Theater.
WAMU.
And is that right in Seattle?
WAMU Theater, Seattle. It sure is, girl.
So act right. Because that's my motherfucking birthday present.
Yeah. There's like, YG, he's lit, but he always has a good show. Like, everybody knows. I mean, he's literally a hood nigga that just made it big.
Yeah.
Like,
he's still doing hood shit. Like, I love him. He's so chill. Honestly, he seems like the type of guy that would be so cool to hang out with and just chill with because he's mad funny.
Mm-hmm. And he likes spicy food. Like,
he can
spicy.
Really eat some spicy wings, y'all.
Check out his episode of The Hot Ones.
He got to the hottest, y'all, and was like, that's burning a little bit. Do you feel anything?
Right. He was like, yeah, that's some shit. Like,
I would be crying. I would be sick, probably, at that last wing. That's how I can't handle hot foods. And he just took it like a G.
Like, it was nothing.
And these are one of the many reasons why I love him. But, like, yeah, whoever wants to give me tickets, matter of fact, I'll probably end up just buying my own, but like, if you want it to be cool and like, I don't know, anybody out there, and my address is,
I cannot, she just manually bleeped it, guys.
I'm just saying, you can slide into some DMs, but we can talk.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in a recap for this week.
So this week we talked about our favorite song album of the week,
which is, for me,
The Dream.
Love Hate.
And is that the way, not the way?
So I'm going to say that The Dream and the Love Hate is the way because, again, Dream has proven time and time again that he's an amazing producer and amazing artist, and Love Hate is a fantastic album.
Yeah.
Okay? That is the way. What's not the way is Jacquees. Again, Jacquees. I don't fucking know your name.
Nobody knows his name is actually Rodriguez Jacquees. Did you know that?
I don't care.
I listened to his whole album. I really like Jacquees, y'all. I just don't agree with what he said.
So he's, for me, it's going to be not the way.
It really isn't. It's not okay for you to like, to just put your own, you self-titled yourself, dog. That's not something you just claim. Like, right. You get named that.
Exactly.
And you're not there yet. And you're popular. You put one album out. I'm going to need you to settle down, little one, okay?
Right.
Okay, and then we rolled right into our holiday edition two, New Year's Eve.
Not the way.
It's a scam, you guys. I think everybody's just scamming everybody. Like, we are all broke after Christmas.
I'm saying.
Right.
New Year's.
Honestly, even like,
it's literally a week.
Like
a
your week. Energy levels. You're like, I can't do another week.
Right. A lot of the times y'all family is still there. If not, they left like a day or two before. Like, take some me time. Shit.
For sure.
Bring in the new year
during the holidays. I honestly feel that way. Like, take a break. Take a beat. Next time I might need to go to like an island.
I'm saying, bitch.
Okay. I think we just plotted that.
Galapagos.
And just like I said, anything is possible, and that shit's happening.
All right, so New Year's on an island, the way.
That is the motherfucking way. New year, new us, new islands. We're there. It's the way. That's happening. All right. So thank you guys for, again, listening to us and following us through to this next episode. We hope you guys continue to listen.
Yeah, we appreciate the support and the feedback.
Yes. And as always, please give us feedback. We appreciate it. Go ahead and shout out your social media, girl.
All right. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at JazzyMonet93. That is JazzyMonet93.
She sounds like a Radiohead right now. Like people that are on the radio, like, win your tickets now to see Drake.
But yeah, it's been the same handle since like 2011.
That's dope though. I like the consistency and brand because I can't say that. Like my Snapchat and my Instagram are different.
Yeah.
And I'm not shouting both of them out.
I low-key think it's because I'm like afraid of change and I'm not that creative.
I think it's cute. I think it's so cute.
All right. And your turn, lady. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, on the gram, at Sorry About It. That's S-R-Y underscore About It. And if you guys want to hear the backstory about that, it's Sorry About It because sorry is my initials.
She almost spelled it wrong when she gave you guys it.
S-Y-R. Shantae Young, right? I'm having a hard time over here spelling, but yes, that's S-R-Y underscore About It. And hit me up. Slide in the DMs about them YG tickets. I haven't forgot.
Don't worry. YG. Oh, and don't forget about the dream. February 10th.
February 10th.
We'll probably remind you in upcoming episodes.
Also, LMA. February 14th.
Damn. Let's just...
It's going to be a really good year. I feel it in my heart. I really do. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.